Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, if you live in the Los Angeles area, you might recognize her as the voice of Norm's Diner. And if you listen to this show, you'll recognize her as the voice that was yelling at Quincy Johnson for making Jeff May drink whiskey. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Kral. Also joining me, he's actually on every single show, but he just has not been getting enough attention in the past few weeks, so I decided to have him on as an actual guest for a change. Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Podcast Fucking City, Brett Rader. It's going to be a great show.
We start recording? That's it? We just go?
Yeah, we just go.
You can hear me?
That's what we do.
Hello. Okay.
Everyone can hear you, I think. Brett didn't start the timer, so I'm
I'm
not 100%
sure. Brett, you
got to
pull it together
sure.
is what you got to do.
I'm recovering from the weekend as well.
Me too, friends.
Yeah, everyone seems to be having a rough morning, except the old
Can I read this?
The old hammer here. I'm doing all right.
God.
I'm well rested.
Who's the hammer?
Yep.
That's me. I'm the hammer. I'd like it known that I did the intro without writing it down today. Just off the top of my head. I think they call it a freestyle.
Like
in
before
rap
I got
communities.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, so what's that? That sounds like a buzzing.
That's the...
So we're recording now? We're on?
We are on.
We're on! Okay.
Kim Kral,
hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I got up at 8 this morning and got my vagina waxed by a woman named Stacy, and I'm still drunk. What?
Wow.
Me too.
That's a good opening sentence.
You got your
her name was
wax.
Not Stacy though.
Was she a tiny, cute Asian woman?
She was
so delicate.
No, probably a prostitute in her part time.
No, she has like 6 kids or something, and she talks about when she gets to go home to listen. I can't keep track of every little word that comes out of Stacy's mouth. She's ripping hair out of my vagina while she's telling me her life story.
Yeah,
it's like a nice enough. I know her name. I feel like
that's a weird time to.
Oh my God, they do that.
Talking life story stuff.
Yeah, they do that, by the way. I mean, you'll never know that because
you does your vagina just look really weathered and rough? And she thought maybe you could relate to everything she's been through.
I have 6 kids. You look like you could have had 6 kids. 8 to 9 abortions, give or take, just an estimate. Stacy, you know me so well.
That was fun. So this is technically like your third time on the show. You were on once when we did the McRibs.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
And then if everyone listened, you were the voice yelling at Quincy Johnson about making Jeff May drink whiskey.
Yeah.
That was you.
I was told that everybody really liked my line, but I...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not wrong, right?
No, you weren't wrong at all.
I got there. I expected to see like a giggly Jeff May the way you were when you were like... 16 drinking for the first time, drinking like fuzzy navels or a vodka cranberry, and he's
I mean, I got super duper throw up drunk the first time.
Oh yeah, you were your first time.
No,
ever?
Not that time. Oh. No, I'm a professional now.
You were a little drunky, but I think I was too. I think we were all like adult drunky.
Everyone was super duper drunk. It was a good time.
So I stand by my statement.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Brett to cut me off.
No. Okay. How about
hey, you know the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life when all I really want to talk about is the important stuff I've been up to since last week. That's why the segment's called This Week in Me.
I like that.
It's about to get intense. This is always how I can tell if a guest has listened to the podcast or not. If this catches them by surprise. What's going on with Kim's microphone, Brett?
She's not talking into it.
I don't know. I'm trying to look at you, and then I feel like I need to look at you too, Brett. So like
that's
I,
all right.
I'm
no,
like,
it's all right. It's
I feel
fine.
Like I'm like leaning in, and then like I look like
definitely. Look at it.
I look like a sketchy squirrel.
I didn't cut you off because you weren't talking about you yet. Adam.
Oh,
you were just saying
I haven't
one word
listened
responses.
To the podcast.
That's how.
Me
that's,
neither.
That's how.
I have ADD.
Little I have going on in my life, I didn't have shit to talk about, so I just had to force the issue.
Oh, good.
Make Brett cut me off. All right, so my column this week is about... I didn't write the title of the column down. I just looked down at the paper and it wasn't there. My column this week is about awkward situations everyone should be in at least once.
Okay.
You want to get the shit out of the way. It's character building type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love when people build up their character for
you
that.
I love character building
I love
stuff.
When people are shamed for doing bad things.
But it makes you stronger.
Yeah. It does. It makes you, and or I feel like we all just, can relate to it. It makes us funnier people, I think.
Or makes you afraid to be an idiot in the future, which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or makes you want to stay in your house always, just in case
something
terrible happens.
Do you want to talk about yours first? You seem really excited.
I don't know. Do I look really excited?
Well, yeah, you said you weren't talking because people always tell you to save it for the podcast. Go, Kim Crawl.
What are we talking about? Just anything?
Motherfucker, I just said what we're talking.
Well, I know, but I know, and I read the email. Listen, I explained where I'm at mentally.
I think a good thing everyone should be embarrassed about, should live through, is being unprepared for a podcast.
I'm unprepared for life. This is my life story right now. All right. I see shitting your pants. You emailed me about shitting your pants. Let's just jump right into it.
Shitting your pants in public. Everyone should do it once.
I haven't. I did it privately. And
you've never done it at all.
Not in public.
What about sharting? Have you ever sharted?
I sharted, but there were a few people in the house and I discreetly disposed of the situation.
Well, Brett,
and I shared it on this podcast a few months ago, but it wasn't public.
Well, Brett, you don't have enough character then.
Why should I poop my pants in public?
Because you want to know what your limits are. Like, you just want to know how
far... The mayor has no limits.
How far you can stretch things. Yep. Like, what if you're, you know, out browsing for CDs on a Sunday?
What's a CD?
Is that when you shit your pants?
The last time I came close to shitting my pants, I was renting DVDs. So it was a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Going to the Red Box.
No one does that anymore.
I sharted like a week and a half ago.
I think you probably get out more than I do.
Girl.
Maybe. I was at a dinner too, and I told everybody at the dinner, I was like, we were all like nice eating whatever, and I was like, I sharted this morning. And everybody
not at the restaurant.
I thought you meant at the restaurant.
Oh no, it was just in my apartment.
Or were you like, I haven't cleaned it up
yet? Did a guy come and just replace the A on the window with a B in the moment?
Oh, I was like, I don't get it. Oh, the restaurant. No, and everybody at the table laughed really hard. And then this like prissy girl that I'm not friends with, but was there. She sucks.
Bitch.
Yeah. She,
what a bitch.
She's not a bitch. She's just an idiot. And she.
Idiot bitch.
And she looks at me and she goes, ew, you sharted like in your pants? Like without.
Where else do you shart?
Well, she goes like without a toilet. And I was like, dude, that's like just regular shitting. Like, that's.
Yeah, that's not sharting.
It wouldn't be a story if I was wearing
my. I wouldn't announce that at the table if I just pooped in my toilet this morning. I would just say I pooped. And she was like.
You probably wouldn't even bring it up.
I wouldn't need to.
Because I'm sure everyone else would be like, hey, me too.
Yeah, me too.
And if someone didn't, they should get that checked out.
I actually have a pooping problem. I know, I don't poop sometimes for like 5 or 6 days.
That's awful.
A real problem. Oh my God. And it's all or nothing. Why are we here?
At least once every 24 hours.
Do you know a healthy colon moves 3 times a day?
Oh, whoa.
Those lucky fuckers.
I'm the healthiest boy alive.
Wow.
The healthiest boy alive.
I think that's even an awkward situation. I'm in a new relationship.
Really? Like a real one?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The whole thing. And
the pooping is awful in a new relationship.
Yeah, especially like in a small apartment because you're like, oh, they're going to hear me.
And what do you do?
You run water. You do it right before you shower. Like you piggyback the shit in the shower at the same time so they don't hear you like blowing it up. There's a lot of steps you can take.
My ex-boyfriend, we were together a long time. And the first time I pooped at his house, we woke up in the morning and I was like, I live like 2 minutes away. And I was like, I got to shit. I got to get out of here. And I kept getting up and I was like, okay, I love you. I'll see you later. And he's like, you got to go. Don't leave. Kept kissing me and kept asking me. And I was like, I'll be right back. I just need to go. I got to go. You need to stop kissing me. I like was like, it was like one of those moments where I was like, I'm going to shit my fucking pants here. Can I swear? We've been saying shit. Never
you
mind.
Can swear.
We've been taken off of NPR.
So I run to the elevator.
The funding.
No. I run to the elevator and I hit it and I'm like sitting there like doing the like Snoopy dance and I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? And finally I was like, I'm either going to poop my pants or I have to poop in his apartment. So I go back and I knock on the door.
Oh, you had to go back?
Well, I was either shit my pants or go back. So I knock on the door. He opens it and he goes, oh, you came back. And all I had was, you're going to go out on your balcony and we are never to talk about this again.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And I run in, I poop, I come out, and I open the door, and he goes, do I even want to know?
Oh, was, why'd he make it worse?
Right? That's he could have just been like, did you want coffee, babe?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
You probably don't need more coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want some?
Relationship pooping should just be a Band-Aid that's torn off soon.
No.
Really?
No.
Quickly.
Exactly the opposite. I'm in that state right now where I would not shit in front of my girlfriend. And that is a situation... Oh, in a relationship awful. That should last approximately forever.
What?
You should never...
I know you want to get that comfortable. But I don't want to know when you're going to do it, and I don't need to know. Like, those couples whatever. That are like, oh, I show my partner... Like,
oh, you're
partner.
Showering. Can I come in and shit? Absolutely
no.
not.
Get out.
Is
of course
the,
not.
Is the life of but the mother in danger?
Yeah.
If not, no dice. No.
But just an understanding, like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom for 7 minutes. Leave me alone, and I'll light a match afterwards, and we'll not talk about it. That should be fine.
No, that's fine. That's but, fine. Like, if you're in there, like, blow-drying your hair,
no,
and I'm like,
not.
Hey, can I come in and shit? No, I'm a terrible boyfriend if I do that.
I was dating a girl, and I had to pull off that poop Band-Aid early. I really had to poop, and we were out to dinner or out drinking or something like that, and we got back. I was ready to go. I went to the bathroom and no toilet paper.
Oh!
No!
So I had to be like, yo, I need to go to a bodega right now. I'll be back in 5 minutes. And she's like, why? And I'm like, I need to go to a bodega to get something. And she's like, what are you talking about? You're being weird. And I'm like, I need to go get toilet paper at a bodega because I have to poop at your house right now for the first time in our relationship.
See, that's the thing. A girl can say I have to go to a bodega and I don't want to talk about it. And you guys are like, ooh, period. Gross.
Yeah.
But you
that's
guys
what
do
I would
it. And it's like, what are you doing? What's wrong?
What do you mean?
Butt period.
You should have said like heroin.
Yeah.
Heroin, yeah.
I have a
tough heroin addiction.
I have a terrible heroin addiction.
It's just bodega.
I actually am not going to the bodega. I'm going to go to the alleyway in the back of the bodega to buy some heroin.
Aren't we all?
We helped you solve your poop Band-Aid problem.
Yeah. I feel like...
So do you guys want to hear about how I shit my pants once?
Love to.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. 10 years ago... After some really bad enchiladas and gridlock traffic,
I feel like
on
you've
the
told
405.
This story several times. Feels like you've had yeah. to run down this
like,
account
at,
of events
like,
before.
Right after it happened, I looked myself dead in the eye in the mirror, and I was like, "We are to never tell anybody about this."
And where were you?
I'm in my car.
Ugh.
Oh, it was awful. And have you ever like when you have to poop so bad, you're in your car, and it's like. Turn the radio on, turn the radio off, roll down the window, call somebody. I don't know what I'm going to... Just, like, anything to keep your mind off of it. And, like, the window's down. That's not helping. Roll up the window. Should I get out of my car? And it's at that, like... and it's that stretch, that, like, mile stretch where there's nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm just in traffic. And then there is a moment where you have... Where you just... I turned around. I had a towel in my back seat. This is so gross. I can't believe I'm telling
you
this.
Oh, yes.
I had a towel in my back seat. I put it under me, and I was like...
While you were still driving,
your car? And all I had was this is happening.
Mm.
I shit my pants. Just and then
you should have just shit onto the towel.
I did shit on the towel, but I didn't. I had shorts on. So
close. Oh no!
And so then I pulled up. I finally got home with the shit pants and the towel, and I got home and I pulled into the alleyway. You can't see me, but you guys can. I pulled it in the alleyway, and I just wrapped it around me, and then I, like, ran in, like, in a, like, a weird squatting motion, and then I jumped in the shower with all of my clothes on.
Yeah, that's
just,
reasonable.
And just, I mean, cried for a little bit, because, you know, that's a moment in your adult life where you're like, you have to get it together.
Yeah.
And so then I took all of my stuff, put it in a bag. I got dressed, put it in a bag, put it in the dumpster, parked my car, and then I was like, we are never telling a soul. And I only...
And now you told everybody.
Oh, and the only reason why I did, I have
this podcast gets 5 figures worth of listeners.
Yeah, every week.
Oh, balls.
Yeah.
I have a shitting your pants joke. I'm a comedian. You guys know I'm a comedian.
And I do know you're a comedian.
Do you
yes,
know I'm a
yeah,
comedian? Is that how we met? And one time, and as a female comedian, you have to be careful about your audience. You have to be careful about alienating your audience because it's a male. Because as a male comedian, like, you're more likable. Like, as a female comedian, I get up there and it's like, oh, this bitch, what does she have to say? So you immediately have to.
That's how I feel when Adam gets on stage.
this bitch.
That's how I feel when I get on stage.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll. Anyway, so I got on stage and I'm telling that I'm like, everyone shit their pants. The start of the joke. And this girl goes, I've shit my pants. And it's like, Lovitz Club, it's packed. And everybody turns and looks at her. Like, gross. And in my head, I was like, you got to get him back on your side, because if you make fun of her, you're the cunt who makes fun of the girl who shit her pants.
No, you should be best friends with this girl.
Yeah, I would have made fun of her. Why not?
Bridesmaid. Well,
I just told
wedding.
Her that I shit my pants and told the story. Didn't get any laughs, just got a lot of pity, like, oh.
Oh, too bad. I hate crowds like that. I had to throw someone out of my last show.
Why?
That was so exciting.
Oh, I wish I was there.
There were just this couple sitting right in the front row, and of all the places to sit and talk, they were front and center.
And talking?
Like, talking. Like, the chick was interrupting every joke. People were getting rattled. And
like, when you have, like, rhetorical questions, or she's like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And in between that, like, just, like, turning and talking, like, at full volume to her boyfriend. And Lori...
Was he embarrassed?
Lori Kilmartin was there. And she was like, someone needs to throw her out. And I was like, that sounds like fun. I'm going to go tell him to throw her out. Yeah. And she got thrown out, and her boyfriend got really mad. Like, you're at a comedy show, dipshit. Quit calling everyone bro.
And
get your drunk
sucks.
Girlfriend the fuck out of here. Yeah, she was awful. Yeah, everyone should have to do that one time. Kick a motherfucker out.
Before
you ever had to kick anybody out?
I worked at a nightclub, and I took a lot of...
Were you the bouncer?
No, look at me. I took a lot of pride in getting the bouncer attention and just being like, yo. Like, I did like a you, me... finger wag.
Yeah.
And then I would point at a guy, and he and the bouncers, they knew all they needed to know.
So you're
and
like
they
that
just pulled through the guy out in the street.
Shitty little Yorkie that runs around with a bulldog and like sicking it on other dogs in cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you
I've never seen
you're...
a Yorkie cartoon. I don't know why I brought
I don't even Yorkie. I don't even think I know what a Yorkie looks like.
My good puppy Roxy like was a Yorkie. She's dead now.
Oh.
It looks like the skeleton
Should
of
we
a
talk
dog.
About our dead animals? I'm kidding. I don't want to talk about dead animals.
Now, I have a great dead animal story, but
well, now you have to. Time. Oh, that is what I. Oh God,
that's a good puppy.
My best friend in high school, who also shit her pants.
Haven't we all, except Brett? Well, Brett, well, no, Brett just hasn't done it in public.
No, yeah.
Well, she. I asked her. I was like, hey, because like you asked everybody. Colon. I was like, have you ever pooped your pants? And this was her response. She was like, no, no. Well.
Yes.
I pooped all over my bathroom floor one time, but I wasn't wearing any pants, so I don't count it.
That counts.
I laughed for a good 14 hours.
Yeah, like, that counts
like,
so much
you
more.
You never told me that story. She's like, you can't tell anybody.
You got that close and still couldn't? Actually, that happened to me the first time. I remember this vividly as a kid. The first time I ate Long John Silver's, I was really into that malt vinegar, and I put a ton of it on my fish. And I had to run home, and I had the squirts, and they hit the floor. I remember that now. You just brought that memory screaming back.
Good.
Into my subconch.
I'm glad. That's
it was fun.
Yeah.
That malt vinegar is really great. I fucking love Long John
I've
Silver's.
I've
never been to Long John Silver's either.
It's fish. It's hard to fuck up.
I don't trust fish from a nice restaurant.
It's super easy to fuck up fish. Are you kidding me?
It's just fried fish, though. You would eat a fish sandwich at McDonald's, right?
No.
No.
I would.
I will get fish from a fucking...
No cheese, add lettuce.
Nice-ass restaurant.
You won't?
I mean, I might.
I
won't eat fish at...
I'll go to the chicken...
I won't eat fish at Chinese restaurants. Is that shitty of me? Like, I will only eat fish...
Is there fish at
I will only eat fish...
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not a fish.
Scrimp.
That's a candy.
I'll only eat seafood. Like, I'll only order it at a seafood restaurant, unless it's like fish and chips, because then I know it's just like lake pigeon or whatever the fuck they're
it's
frying
like not anything,
up.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anyway. It's just
Red Lobster is the only sketchy place.
I've never been to a Red Lobster in my life.
Like here in LA,
and I've only
it's
been
like...
to an Olive Garden once.
What?
I'm a sophisticated man.
Here's a fun story. The first time I was ever going to go to Long John or to Red Lobster. I was getting ready with my family. I was maybe 10 or 11.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother's sitting there getting ready. And she had a stroke. That wasn't that funny.
Did she die?
2 weeks later.
Did she still go to
Red Lobster? Now I never go to Red Lobster.
So you never got to go to Red Lobster that night because the bitch had a stroke?
I went once after that. I had blackened catfish. It wasn't that bad.
Oh my God.
I went to Vegas in December and I got a bucket of fried shrimp.
A bucket?
It Why, came in a bucket.
Where in Vegas did you get a bucket? I mean, I guess you can get anything.
Was,
where can't you?
I forgot what casino it was in, but they had a pub in there, and they had a deal where like if you get an entree, you get a beer and a dessert and an appetizer free, and you had to pick from like five entrees. You couldn't pick from the whole list of entrees.
It was like so the sketchy pick, entrees, yeah.
Yeah, sketchy ones. And the only one, and I really wanted a bucket of fried shrimp.
My favorite part of like that four. Story is your like confession time. Like you look super ashamed yeah. of your bucket of shrimp.
I'm
like,
not ashamed. I'm proud. I wear it like and a you're badge like, of honor.
I ordered a bucket of fried shrimp.
Yeah, I'd go eat there right now.
I just told you I shit my pants. Like, why? No, no, no shame.
Brett has a lot of shame in his life.
I mean, you've only pooped your pants at home. That's probably why he has so much shame.
It wasn't my
That's
home.
The thing. That's like, the thing. You should have done it in public so you'd be more comfortable being embarrassed.
If I shat in public, I would tell that story. I would wear that scarlet letter. That brown scarlet letter with pride. It's like a dark red. It's like a brownish red.
What's the letter? The brown. What would the letter be? Would it be S?
P.
P.
For poop.
Poop.
Poop. That's way better than poop. Shit. That's a great.
Yeah, that is better than shit.
I don't trust anybody who doesn't.
This has been a shit-heavy show so far.
I know, good God.
We are 20 minutes in, and it's just all
shit. Listen, I
can
talk about poop all day.
Yeah, I feel like I could, too, and I really didn't want it to go that way, but
we can go somewhere else. Let's go somewhere else. Like, what's the next one?
Has anyone ever been the only white person at a party?
No.
Probably not.
No.
You motherfuckers. I have so many times.
I'm from Littleton, Colorado. Like,
Littleton,
yeah. Yeah. Go on.
What other kind of awkward situations
there were like
are you familiar
three
with?
Black people in my high school, total.
Yeah, I grew up in Peoria, Illinois, so it happened to me all the time. All right, fuck you too. We can't talk about that.
There was one fucking black kid in my high
I would not know that Peoria, Illinois
fucking
is a...
crackers.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It's not Peoria is not what? It's really close to Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
You a Bear fan?
Of course I'm a Bears
fan.
Fuck you.
Boo.
How's it doing taking all of our sloppy seconds?
Who's your...
Yes. Oh, you Denver Bronco fan?
Yeah. Do you,
what's up, girl?
Hey,
oh,
you too?
Yeah.
Shut up.
How was the AFC Championship this year?
I don't know. We lost before.
How was the playoffs? Oh, right. You guys weren't there. Hey, how was the NFC Championship a couple years ago when Jay Cutler actually almost finished the season, but he didn't because his knee hurt?
I'd almost.
Yeah.
At this
don't
point.
Get don't get me started about
no,
your game.
No, we can get started, goddammit.
I've
I don't
never
care.
Irrationally hated somebody more in my life that I don't know than Jay Cutler. I hate him. If I met him, I'd punch him in the face.
I think if he played for any other team, I'd hate him. But he's my...
How do you not hate him? It's like
because he's my quarterback.
When the offensive coordinator came out...
I love Jay Cutler now that he's not on the Broncos. I follow him.
I think Jay Cutler... I actually wrote about Jay Cutler.
I hate everything about you and you.
I wrote about Jay Cutler on Cracked once. I think he's kind of misunderstood. Like, why does he have to be all exuberant and pump his fist? Like, why can't he just be like a relaxed dude who's like, hey, cool.
Oh, please.
I just threw a touchdown.
Be a relaxed dude and be a nice guy. Then you're called Kyle Orton. That's what that is.
Yeah, We shouldn't have traded Kyle Orton.
Everyone in this room loves Kyle Orton. All hail the neckbeard.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
We should have kept Kyle Orton.
I mean, that guy was just like, was I just want to play football. Oh, God, when we lost Cutler, I was like, thanks for the interceptions. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I hate him. I hate him so much. God, I hate him.
Peyton Manning's never going to be healthy enough to win another Super Bowl.
No, he is not. I don't know if I want him back.
Yeah. You should start rebuilding for the future.
He is coming back.
Yeah, yeah, he can't sustain that much of a season. He's like
He should not play until week 11.
You know what he should not do?
That's a good idea.
You know what he should not do? When John Elway
He shouldn't wear mom jeans in Papa John's commercials.
He's amazing.
Fucking doofus.
Yeah.
Every commercial he does is a commercial for mom jeans.
There was a little bit, at least within like Denver, you know, sports blogs and stuff, people complaining about that everyone was booing the team during the loss to the Colts. And I was certainly booing from home. Because I feel he's really good and stuff, but watching from home, being a fan from Los Angeles, every fucking other commercial on Sunday is Peyton Manning selling me shit. How about you spend some more time?
Chicken parm tastes so good.
I know he's a bit of a workaholic. But
I love him. I don't care.
It seems that he's always trying to sell some shit. Maybe spend a little bit more time in the bucket full of ice.
Maybe spend some
more time on the trainer's table, getting a massage, muscles all electrocuted.
What?
When John Elway won his second Super Bowl, I believe, if you look at the year, he was out for four games. Manning's problem is when we were playing the Chargers.
He was out for four games when they went 14-2. And beat the Falcons.
I don't know if it was the Falcons. I think it might have been the Packers. So I don't know what because they were.
Yeah,
that was the second Super Bowl when they beat the Packers.
Yeah,
no, they beat the Packers the first year they went. They were a wild card team. And then the second year they were 14-2.
So it was for the Packers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because I remember I had
games. And that's the thing. Like,
hey,
Manning,
everyone about
Manning,
to
but Manning was
type sports ball into SoundCloud. We don't care.
Yeah, we're talking sports ball.
Oh yeah, should we go back onto our
No, I don't give a fuck. This is my podcast. I'll talk about whatever I want.
About how the Broncos are going to win 2016.
That's probably not.
2016? So, like, not even next season?
Well, next the Super Bowl is in 2016, technically.
But you know what I mean. God,
it's Super Bowl 50. We're going to win Super Bowl 50.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
I love the. I bleed orange, but this is probably not going to happen.
Yeah, that's never
going to
happen.
Where are you even from? You're from here?
Yeah.
Why are you a Bronco fan? You say
there's no teams here.
So why are you a Bronco fan? Why the Broncos?
There was a
because
team.
They were.
Was yeah. Has there ever been?
No,
a team
I moved my family.
LA,
moved,
LA
my
was,
family moved
LA
to
LA Raiders.
My family moved LA to LA too. The year that the Raiders and the Rams moved.
Oh,
okay.
Lucky so was, break for you.
I know,
you didn't have to
awesome.
Choose one of those sides.
And then, but yeah, the mid '90s, the Broncos were really good, and I was a little kid, and little kids are front runners. But I stayed with the team
even during the greasy years.
Greasy. Bubby Brister, fucking...
I don't even know who Bubby Brister is.
He was the quarterback after Elway.
It was for like a hot
Brian
second,
Greasy
right?
was such an
Brian
alcoholic
Greasy was
piece
terrible.
Of shit.
All of our quarterbacks are such alcoholic pieces of shit.
Jake Plummer.
Except
Jake Plummer was great.
He got to the AFC Championship.
He did.
We
he
lost
was great.
To the,
he was,
we lost to
no,
the
Jake Plummer
Steelers.
Was great.
The Steelers
and Jake, I remember Jake Plummer retired and people wanted him to come back. And he was like,
Jake
nah.
Plummer, though, you watch I'm him got, on
you,
TV. Or
do you know
like
what Jake Plummer is doing right now?
Rolling around in his money with some hot
professional handball player.
What's handball?
It's a ball you play with your hands.
It's like soccer, but you carry the ball.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
It's in the Olympics.
Jake Plummer's great at it.
It's in the Olympics. It's a real
sport. Is it dodgeball? It's not no, like you just hold a ball and you run around with it? So it's like football, but what?
It's like more like lacrosse. It's like lacrosse, but you don't have a stick. You just hold the ball.
And then
and you don't dribble it. It's like basketball and lacrosse.
But you just run around with this ball?
It's an Olympic sport. It's a real sport.
It's called handball?
Handball.
How have I never
and
heard
Jake,
of this?
Jake the Snake Plummer is bomb at it.
What team does he play for?
He
are play, you going
to live
for me? The Denver...
Handballers?
The Denver Colts.
He lives in Idaho, and I think he's also... He coaches like a...
Best of Handball Volume 1. That's how great of a sport is. It's best of...
Look at this.
There's a goalie?
It's like soccer and basketball.
Look at the four of them trying to like jump up. Oh my god, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I would love to go see a handball game at the Honda Center in Anaheim.
I'd quit playing football for this too.
Look at the super racist top comment
what is
on
it?
YouTube. Why black people won't play volleyball or handball? Question mark. Those sports seem very suitable for the athletic and power demands they use to like / are good at. I think it's because they simply don't know how much they would love it. Handball for the most.
Wow, Pablo. That's from a guy named Pablo. Wow, Pablo. And then the first comment
is... I think it's just
is,
they don't realize how athletic they are.
And then the first comment of that is, that's racist. He would destroy the net.
If LeBron James learned to play handball, he would make $42,000 a year.
If that much.
I feel like they don't
he would
make
work
that
at
much.
A Home Depot.
He'd make 42 yeah. Yeah, he'd make 42,000 cuz he'd have another job somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he wouldn't be making
I don't
play.
Think he'd make 42,000 at the
Home
Depot.
Home Depot pays pretty well.
Yeah, I know. Maybe
a
there's
teacher a makes like
they sponsor,
28,
they
spon- right?
But they sponsor like Olympic athletes.
Fuck them.
No, teachers are great. They really are.
What's another thing that is embarrassing?
How about
thing?
Falling while people are watching? Have you ever like fallen on
I mean,
ice or just like fucking biffed it while someone was watching and
when,
been like?
When I was in high school, I'll never forget this. I was in high school.
We know
I,
you pooped your pants.
You shit your pants while you're. Oh, so it happened while you were falling.
No. So I was a cheerleader, but I wasn't like a cool cheerleader. I was super gangly and awkward.
That's
and,
why you're a comedian now.
Yeah. And so I'm right. It's like it's worry. In the middle of a big assembly, and I'm running up the bleachers, and I trip and I fall, and my skirt flies over me, and this guy stands up and he screams, "Hey, everybody! That cheerleader just fell on her face!" And the entire school turns and looks. I was like, I don't remember the guy's name, but I stood up and I like tried to thank God for flash pants, I guess.
That's such an industry on the internet. Videos of cheerleaders.
Is it?
Breaking their
falling?
Face. Yeah, like you watch it and it's just like in real life where you have that couple of seconds where you're like, is she all right? Is she all right? She's fine. Woof. That must have hurt.
Right? She's fine in that she has a concussion and had a cheerleading scholarship to college, and it's all fucked up.
And her life's ruined.
But other than that, she's fine.
And this is hilarious. Fine, and guys. It's less embarrassing if everybody laughs. I always say. I'm a bartender, and I was running through my restaurant one day. I was serving tables and bartending, and I was running through the restaurant. And I slipped on some water, flew across the room, threw all the water glasses up in the air, and landed on my back. I was the only one in there except the manager. So all the tables were like, oh, and he comes running over, and he's like giggling, but pretending to help me up, and then giggling. And then I'm like, it's less embarrassing if you just laughed. I'm like laying on the ground. I'm like, just laugh at me. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then every table, when I was like, oh, can I get you something else? Every table was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's fine. What do you want to drink? So embarrassing.
No, they won't take me out. They won't take me out of the game.
They won't take me out of the handball.
Shitty coach.
Handball's a thing. Go on.
Brett, were you going to say something?
In high school, I was in a play. And
of course you were.
That was a very feminine way of saying
that. I was in a play.
I was in the theater. And I am enduring one scene I was supposed to, the first scene of the play, I am supposed to crash and fall through a window. I've been like spying on someone. I'm supposed to crash through a window. And the fellows who set up the set that day had not properly secured the fake wall. So when I crashed through the window, the entire set fell on me. It was the biggest laugh I've ever gotten in my history of performing.
Your history on the stage.
And I looked up in the audience and everyone was dying, but it was almost like as if there was a spotlight on my mom, because I could see her face so clearly.
Was she laughing?
She was horrified. She was like, "Not." She was like, "Why is everyone laughing?"
Was she horrified because she was like sad for you, or was she horrified because she was just like, "That's my kid, God."
No, she just thought I was hurt or something like that.
Oh, so she was a good mom.
Have you ever seen that video of since this podcast is going to be all about sports and poop anyway? Have you ever seen that video of
the guy crossing the finish line?
No, Stephon Marbury. He played in the NBA.
I'm NFL.
Starberry.
A little bit of an angel, but
he hurt his knee. I don't remember what happened, but he hurt his knee, and he was down on the court, and like the trainers were surrounding him, and his mom runs out on the court to like check on him.
Oh, that's sweet.
And he got so mad. Yeah.
What was he mad about?
Well, because his mom was running on the court.
Don't try to. Oh, she. No, that's.
I'm trying to find it.
Tiger Woods. Did Tiger Woods just retire? Is that what I heard?
No, I think he married his mom. Wow, that's what looks like what's happening.
That looks like they're like
picture.
A little bit in love in that picture. Yeah, like you.
Remember when one of LeBron James' teammates fucked LeBron James' mom?
No.
Yes.
Delonte West.
Mm-hmm. Delonte, that's a name.
That's fuck an awkward. His mom? That's an awkward situation everyone should be in once. Fuck your friend's mom. No, maybe don't.
I have a really pretty mom. All my friends growing up and like
they
in
all
college,
fucked her.
No, they all just were.
Oh,
always
just
like,
wanted to.
Hey, Miss Girl, how are you? Hey, Miss, and she had like 9 last names because she's pretty. So of course, and it was the 90s, so she got married a bunch. And it was just always like, hey, Mrs. Dinner, hey, blah blah blah. Like just all of them wanted to fuck her.
Fucking creeps.
I know, right?
God damn.
Does she have a OkCupid or something?
I'll give you your number when I leave.
I've fallen a few times. I don't remember if I ever told the story. Have I ever told the story when I fell at a spelling bee in second grade? I was on the verge of winning. I was in class. It was happening in class. And this girl misspelled lion twice in a row.
Oh.
She spelled it L-I-N-O.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah,
and
right?
After that second time she spelled it, I was like, oh, I'm going to go up there and annihilate this chick. And I was doing that thing where you like put your hands on two desks and like lift yourself up and swing your feet. And I was doing that. And I just pitched forward and hit my face on the fucking floor. Like, it almost didn't hurt. Like, I don't think it even hurt. It was like I fell at such a perfect angle that I just kind of plopped. But God damn, it was embarrassing. I had a G.I. Joe I was playing with at my desk explode in class once into like 15. Like, they were held together with rubber bands and shit. And
oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And they would just like, if
all the limbs kind of connected up by like a rubber band or two in the middle of the torso.
And if,
really?
And if it got wound wrong, that motherfucker would just, and that happened to me in class. That was less embarrassing than falling on my face.
Well, how was the G.I. Joe exploding embarrassing?
Because it was during class. Like, my teacher was like, are you doing something you shouldn't be?
Oh,
nah. Why do you ask? G.I. Joe exploded. Have you ever farted
in class, like when it's like really quiet in there?
No, but I did when I was working the drive-thru at Burger King once when I was in high school. I had this thing where every time I, like, it was just one night. It wasn't like the entire time I worked there, but I was having like these gas issues. And I would, like, every time I would lean forward.
The entire time you worked there.
Like, every time I would lean to hand someone their food out the window, I'd like fart a little bit. And then the next day I was working, and this chick, when I leaned out, she goes, "Don't fart." And it wasn't even the chick I was working with. So, like, word got around.
Oh, yeah, for
that
sure.
I was just blowing it up in the drive-thru the day before. That was pretty embarrassing.
That's amazing. As a girl, you can fart. I fart all the time. No one ever suspects me, ever. Like, if I farted in this moment, you two would never go, "It must be Kim." You guys would be like, "Ew, Adam farted. Ew, Brett farted." Like, you guys would. So if you're at a bar and you
not
fart.
Not anymore.
Well, now if I fart, the jig is up.
Your plot has been foiled.
Damn.
The jig is up, James Bond. I could smell your farts a mile away.
But if you're at a bar and you fart, the trick is just to wait. And it's so immature because whoever smelt it dealt it.
So yeah, be mature about
just,
it. Follow the whoever smelt it dealt it rule.
That's
be
a rule.
Be an adult.
So when you just wait till somebody else smells it and goes, "Oh my God." And then you go, "What? Oh God."
Yeah, yeah, that is how you do it though.
And then you get really upset. Like, who would do that in public? Like, go outside. Gross. We're eating. No one ever thinks it's you.
If it's me, I always I do that. I wait for someone to smell it. And then I start throwing other theories out. Like, what do you think that smell is? Like something from the kitchen, or what is it?
I don't think that smells so bad. It couldn't have come from a person. It's gotta be.
Are there cows close?
Do you think a rat died and we're just smelling it now? Maybe it's in the ceiling.
I was walking home from work the other day and there was a rat just hanging out on the curb, dying. And it was the saddest fucking thing I've ever seen. Because on one hand, I'm like, ugh, gross, get out of here, rat. But how fucking beat up inside must it have been to be like, I'm going to go out here and see if one of these people will help me. No, one of these people will probably kick you into the street. And you just broke my...
Wow, you're making it so sad.
It was hyperventilating and shit. It was very sad.
You should have shot it.
I wanted to. I wanted to step on it. But that's not going to... I didn't...
That's why you shoot it.
I didn't have a fucking rat gun with me. What do I shoot?
It's a regular gun.
I didn't have a regular gun either.
This is America.
Let's go find it and shoot it.
Let's help it.
Let's just go shoot another rat in case it's suffering.
And that way it'll just even out in the universe. Are you going to look up dead rats on the sidewalk?
No.
Are you going to see if there's a YouTube video of that rat dying on the corner of 26th and Santa Monica outside Gary's Frame Shop?
You know what? The least the world could have done is let that dying rat have some kind of fame by giving it a YouTube video.
Yeah, people were just seeing it and screaming because it was just a little heaving rat on the corner.
I was
really sad.
Oh.
And I think I had taken a bunch of Valium that day, so I was even more sad. That makes
Does Valium make you sad?
Yeah, it makes me all depressed, but I need it for anxiety sometimes.
Oh, okay. I just discovered marijuana. I know I'm a little late to the party.
Oh, yeah.
But I recently...
Oh, have you ever been out of control high in front of...
Oh, my God. I did PUI, where Jeff May got hammered.
Yes.
I did PUI. I was hosting it this last Friday. So I didn't have to do the whole rules where I don't drink or whatever. I just hosted. I had some alcohol. I smoked a little bit of my marijuana before I got there.
I smoked a little bit of my marijuana. Rolled up in a cigarette.
No, it was in a pipe. It was in the form of...
Ooh. Yeah. I didn't know they made those anymore.
Listen, I'm new. I don't know the lingo. And so then I was
I'm Mark Twain. I smoke out of a corn cob pipe traveling down the Mississippi.
You can make one out of a pop can.
You can make it out of anything. You can make it out of a 2-liter bottle in a sink. Gravity bong.
Oh, I was why would you need the sink?
I don't know, because it's amazing. Go on.
Okay, so then it's the time where everybody's outside getting whatever they need to do. Right?
Yeah.
No one does anything fun. It's just pot and drinking. I was hoping for some meth or heroin. I was hoping somebody would just commit to the...
What's his name? Phil Gould?
Oh my God, yeah, he did.
He did acid last time.
No, I know. And then
that was fun.
And the next time I saw him... He looked at me and he goes, "You have some dark cloud over you." And he's "I feel like if you weren't such a narcissist, you'd be a lot happier." And I was this is at my mic. And I was okay. And a bunch of people were standing around and they're looking at me I'm supposed to react. And I was just "So you did a bunch of acid and now you think you know people?" And he was just "I just want you to know that maybe if you gave a fuck about other people, you probably would be a little bit happier." And all I
had... Was he still on acid?
I don't know. All I had was... cool, I have to go run a show now, so.
Because to be honest, I saw that he was posting a thing looking for a roommate, and I was like, that guy knows where to get acid. I might move in with him.
Really? He's funny. He's actually, he's like a good guy. But
yeah, I'm not
like
moving
weird...
in with that motherfucker. Yeah, I was joking.
But later on, I walked up to him, and he was talking to some other dude, and he...
And he was like, you have a dark cloud.
Yeah, he was saying some mean shit to him, too, and I was just like, so, like, I'm like...
He's just got a script he's running on people that night.
I did a bunch of acid, so now people are going to believe I opened up this, like, part of my brain that
starts
I
starts talking to you like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, God. So, anyway, so I went outside, and I did... I smoked some marijuana from another girl out of a bowling pin. It's something called a one-hitter. Well, it was in the shape of a bowling pin, but it's something called
a one-hitter?
And that's the thing, right?
This wasn't a regulation bowling pin?
No, it was like a tiny Barbie pin. Like a hole in it, and I smoked a little bit out of it. And then I got done
hosting. Because then the police, if they saw you, they'd be like, oh, she's just smoking a bowling pin.
Nothing sketchy here, boys.
Way to conceal it.
So anyway, I finished the hosting. I pass it off to the next guy who's going to do the second half of the show. And then I just go, there's like the benches or the booths right next to the stage. And I just sat and then I couldn't move for another 2 hours. Just nice. Sat there. And I was just like, I wonder if anybody knows I'm high. Smile. Yeah. So,
not really.
So it looks like you are enjoying yourself. And then I was able to overanalyze everybody in the room. Who's going to make it? Who's there just for funsies?
Like, did you find the black clouds over people?
No, because I'm not insane.
Oh, yeah.
I just... But yeah, so I couldn't move.
I got out of control high. It was one of my first times ever in LA. I lived in South Dakota at the time, but I was out here. I worked for...
Why?
I worked from home for Playboy in South Dakota.
They don't have a regional office up there?
No.
Playboy in South Dakota. That's their headquarters, actually.
And I was out here for this Planet of the Apes thing, like a premiere, some sort of like a press thing. And this company flew us out and they like paid for everything. They put us up in a hotel. We went to all these dinners where we had free drinks. And I hadn't smoked weed in a long time because I lived in South Dakota. And this guy brought weed, a guy who I'd known for a while. And I got so fucked up within like 5 hours of getting there. That when we were supposed to be having dinner with all of these, I think it was 20th Century Fox executives, like whoever made that fucking movie. And I was 50 feet away, just incapacitated, and people were taking care of me and shit. Because I don't know what happened. I got so drunk and so high so quick that I was just like, I gotta lay down. And I fucking laid down out on this patio while everyone's inside eating free food and meeting fucking executives from movie studios. I'm out there getting taken care of by former crack columnist Ian Forty. Thank you, Ian Forty.
Ian, you're a
good
dude.
That was very nice of you. I was a mess. But I passed it off. I told people I had low blood sugar and that I just needed to eat. And then I did eat and I did feel
you ate a ton.
How did you pass that off? Because I feel like if I'm really high or really drunk, like there's something in your eyes.
Because you're not usually that high or drunk that you're like sleeping. Like I was like laying down.
Like something's actually wrong with me.
And there were people around me like, I'm sure Forty had his hand on my knee. He's that kind of guy. Like I'm sure it was really gentle and people were concerned. And I was like, nah, I'm really just drunk. But I pulled through.
Wow.
But I was super high. It was very embarrassing.
It's awful. And it's awful. Like in that moment, you're like, I shouldn't have smoked so much. It's terrible. Like what's the, okay, I have two, I call them, I don't know what the names are. One's Skywalker and then the other one's not Skywalker. Skywalker is terrible and not Skywalker is, I can handle it.
Are we talking about weed?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Skywalker is something called indica. And I think into the couch, which means you can't move.
Yeah,
and
your brain stays on. That's what indica does.
But my brain stays on. So I'm like laying.
It's called
I can't
couch
move.
Lock.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. I have a whole bunch of it at my apartment and I don't know what to do with it.
Adam,
you could give it to me.
Okay.
I don't want it.
I will take it off. Brett doesn't want it because Brett's too good for your Skywalker OG. That's good weed.
I don't do indica.
I don't either. For the same reason.
It's good at night. Like at night, it puts you to sleep.
My brain stays on. Problems falling asleep.
It's like the Elvis. Yeah, me either. It's like the Elvis program where you like.
I like 9:45 every day. I'm like, I'm just sleeping.
Oh, I could sleep right now. Like if you, I could doze off right now.
I can't.
I also went to bed at like 4 a.m. and got up at 8 to get my vagina waxed.
I went to bed around 2 and I got up at 5:30. Like, right. When I wake up, I just have to get up. Like,
really?
I can't fall back asleep.
Oh, my God. I can.
I have my alarm set for 8 and woke up at 5:30. Like,
and then what'd you do at 5:30?
I just got up and started working.
Read the newspaper.
Yep.
5:30?
Yeah. That's when everyone's asleep.
I once quiet. A year or two ago when that, you know, that movie Turbo, it's an animated movie about a snail that races.
No, actually.
This is about a year or two ago. There was an animated movie called Turbo about like a snail who's like got magical powers to be a really fast snail. And, you know, at the movie theater, they have the big cardboard poster that's like
of the snail.
It's the poster for the movie, but it's like 8 feet tall and 8 feet wide and stuff, but it's made of cardboard. And in front of it, they had a big plastic snail that had like a seat on it for kids to sit on.
Of
and
course.
I had been smoking. And and I'm seeing like an 11 a.m. showing of, I don't know,
Turbo
what.
By
not,
yourself?
I'm not seeing that movie. I'm seeing other movie, and I'm with my friend, and I'm like, look at that snail with the little saddle on it to ride it. So I go to sit on it, and I like crush it, and I knock over the entire cardboard poster.
I feel like
exhibit
that's
for the movie. And everyone is, all the employees are like, what are you doing?
And that movie bombed.
You're an adult. Why are you doing this? Yeah. The movie obviously bombed. We haven't heard of it. I kind of feel like you made
you're
it
up. You're
also
not like you're not a six-year-old. So why would you know about it? I only know about it because I destroyed
an exhibit dedicated
for it in the lobby of a movie theater.
That's better than your flying through on the movie or on the play stage and your mom.
Oh, okay.
Because like high school embarrassment is like, yeah, you're in high school. We all did embarrassing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Like you're like a full blown adult.
No, yeah, this is
at like 11
last
in the morning, not is like late at night where it's acceptable to be drunk or high.
This movie came out in 2013.
So yeah,
not too long ago.
Turbo.
I'm glad that you brought it up.
Is that its only attribute? Is that it's fast? Because you put any other animal in that movie, boring as fuck.
A freak accident might just help an everyday garden snail achieve his biggest dream, winning the Indy 500.
See, and
why is a snail dreaming about that?
And the snail is
that's
racing.
That's so unrealistic.
The snail is racing automobiles that weigh a ton or two.
He's
not racing other snails. He wants to race in the human / automobile Indy 500.
Well, what kind of
that's
freak
not
accident,
fair.
But
he's going to get run over and die.
Does a snail get into that will help him race cars?
Like, struck by lightning.
Did
that's
you
how
see,
everything
I feel like
struck.
You saw it.
I haven't seen Turbo. I have not.
I don't believe
I don't watch animated movies.
Ever?
Yeah, I don't
I
like
can
them.
Watch it on Amazon Prime Instant Video. I have that. Maybe I'll watch it later.
Maybe you should.
You don't like animated movies?
No.
I do, but I'm not going to see
Are you
Turbo.
Dead inside?
I don't like Pixar movies and shit like that. Like, I'm an adult, man.
Toy Story. They're alive, and they love that little boy so much.
I'm sure it's great.
I just
can't get into it.
I saw Toy Story 3 on a date, and I could not stop crying, and it was like a second date, so we weren't like...
How old was your date that he took you to Toy Story?
I asked to go to Toy Story. I was like
I
25.
Saw Up on a date, and it was tough, because that movie is a tearjerker.
I didn't see Up. I'm afraid.
All right, well, stay hydrated and bring some tissues.
And don't
watch
it with...
You're going to be crying the entire time.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I cry constantly.
Then you're going to cry a lot during Up.
Ugh.
Up is a tearjerker. For
really?
The entirety of the movie.
Does the grandpa die? Don't tell me.
No, but in the first act of the movie, there is a sequence that shows you like his entire life and how his wife dies.
Yay! Have you ever cried?
And then the rest of the movie has those emotional stakes. So anytime anything happens, you're like... Oh,
have you ever cried in front of someone you didn't want to cry in front of?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. I'm a girl.
That's awkward. Like, people should do that. Like, you should just let it.
Probably. I can't think specifically, but probably.
I don't remember what movie me and my neighbor were watching. my neighbor's a guy named Four. And we were watching.
Four?
Remember. Yeah.
Terrible name.
Yeah.
Thor?
Four.
Four.
Oh.
Like
the
number.
Like Blossom's friend minus two.
Oh, six. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Six was the best. Go on.
Yeah, she was. Jenna Van.
Because 7, 8, 9.
Ha ha. I don't remember what movie we were watching, but it got to this point where it was very, very sad, and we were both like on my couch, just like
Armageddon,
like looking straight ahead, like
Backdraft.
Like,
you
we're gonna fucking cry
I
in front
go.
Of each other. It's gonna be really tender.
And did you cry in front of me?
Well, like I think I held it together, but I had a little. I'm a really emotional dude.
Oh yeah,
I cry at movies all the time.
My girlfriend once broke up with her boyfriend of like 5 years. This is the greatest story I've ever heard in my life. Broke up with her boyfriend of 5 years. They were watching the movie Sweet November in the movie theater. And she's sitting there and she's just like, I'm watching it. I'm bored to tears. It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Keanu Reeves. If you don't know it, don't watch it. Yeah. And she's like, the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. And all she's thinking, she goes, God, I wonder if Kevin's just as bored. And then she turns over and looks, and I guess Kevin's crying. And she goes, and that's the moment that I knew it was all over. They went home and she broke up with him. She's like, I can't do this anymore.
Wow.
I mean, I think that it wasn't like an isolated incident.
Yeah, there had to be a little more to it than that.
I mean, he was super sensitive and cried quite a bit all the time. But she's like, yeah. Sweet November. Sweet November just pushed me over the edge.
Yeah. Get me in front of A Walk to Remember. Yeah.
See, I loved Keanu Reeves in that movie.
I just like Mandy Moore. So
Oh, A Walk to Remember, really, the one where she
really resonates with me. Yeah.
She died. Oh.
Every movie about teens with cancer is just about how the most noble thing you can do is be nice to someone who's not as pretty as you. Like, that's all those movies boil down to. Like,
you're right.
Oh, the jock is being really nice to the girl with cancer. That's sweet.
Even if it's just not
be
pretty.
Nice to her anyway.
Yeah, be nice to her anyway. Yeah. She didn't listen to the end of cancer. There should be a movie about how. But there's always
there should just be a movie about a jock who's just fucking nice to people. Like that would be weird.
I don't need to be, because all teen movies are about the ugly chick and then someone putting pity on the ugly chick.
Yeah.
And then the ugly chick blossoming or dying.
I mean, it's cancer's fault.
Or turning into Carrie.
Yeah. But, or that.
Or she's Carrie.
Or she kills a bunch of people.
Ideally.
They've remade that movie 8 times.
I think they've only remade that movie once.
They have remade that movie once, but what's weird?
No, they remade it 3 times. There's another one.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. I think there's a TV version.
There's a weird TV version. Yeah, and then they had a prequel and a sequel.
Yeah, you are right.
Yeah.
The Carrie Diaries.
I wrote about that.
No, that's a whole different thing. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, the TV version, the Carrie Diaries.
Oh, Carrie Fisher's up too. Poor Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, I think I wrote about that. They have remade Carrie a bunch of times.
Yeah, because there was another one I never saw.
I wrote about how the remake wasn't that
TV movie
bad,
starring
that looks like the regular movie.
Angela Bettis.
Obviously. Oh, because Angela Bettis. Click on her.
She's my third favorite Carrie.
She's the third best.
Yeah,
literally the third best.
Okay. Yeah. Should we get the comments, Brad? Yes, sir. Do we have comments?
Mm-hmm. Oh, people are listening right now? No. Oh, comments. Oh.
No.
Common is listening.
Common is listening.
I just found out who that is yesterday. He's a rapper. My friend's going on a date with his psychologist's best friend.
Rapper / actor. Common. You know it's a big world out there.
What's happening right now?
It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter. But I want you to know.
That's not true.
Brett wants you to know that's not true.
It's not true!
This segment is called Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past couple shows and respond to them personally. Fade it out, Brad. I'm going to get tuberculosis from putting my mouth on this microphone someday.
I don't think that's how you get
Oh, yeah? How do you get damn it, Kim Kroll?
Isn't it an alcoholism?
We have 2 emails this week. We have 2 emails this week.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, that's what it is. Didn't Doc Holliday die of tuberculosis?
He did. He did.
But I thought he was
alcoholic tuberculosis.
Damn it. Huckleberry.
Do we have voicemails?
Yes. There's a part 1 and a part 2.
Sweet.
Hey, Adam, Brett, and I'm going to assume Jeff is probably on
wrong.
The show also.
Close.
Eric Tully here. And
oh, it's Eric Tully!
I'm going to the West Coast of America for the first time in my life. And
I'm
booking into an Airbnb, and my first criteria of a host was that they don't really interact with me.
Host?
I'm just happy to be there. And in your last show, you said that you would, the people that would stay in your couch were comedians. So, what type of host do you think you would be? Or,
What kind of host, what kind of Airbnb host?
That was part 1.
Okay.
Wait, it sounded like he got really flustered.
Am I supposed to answer it yet?
That's true. Part 2.
Did he call back?
Attack of the Clones.
Hey, Eric Tully here. I called last night and I was fucking turbo drunk.
Were you expecting us to call you
back? The same guy?
The message I left was just fucking gibberish. What I was trying to ask was,
why is he asking now?
Well, I'm going to America in a couple of months, and I'm staying in Airbnb. And my one criteria was that the owner of the place does not interact with me, and there's no participation from guests expected. If you were a host, then what type of host would you be and why? All right, okay. Hope that made more sense than that bullshit last.
First of all, I would never, ever, ever just rent a room out while I was still home. So I would never be that kind of host where we would be in my apartment at the same time.
I think Eric Kelly should rent in your apartment.
But here's the thing. I did have someone rent my place on Airbnb a couple weeks ago, and I was a great host. The cleaning people missed some of the appliances. I bought a new coffee maker and brought it to that old broad.
Really?
Yeah. It was like $12 at Walgreens.
Don't you dare say that about Kim's mom.
But it looked,
she's a pretty old broad.
I was a great host. But here's the thing. That thing, I also stayed at someone's place on Airbnb not too long ago. And that thing where you don't want to interact with people, that's going to get really weird.
Yeah, like, that's what I
did. I tried that because I had to work. The first day I was there, I had to write my column. And I didn't start writing it till 3 in the afternoon. And it was due like that day. So I worked from 3 in the afternoon till 3 in the morning. I didn't come out at all while these people were like interacting and doing shit. I was just being the weirdest, most isolated motherfucker in the world. And by the end of the night, I was like, they're gonna kick me out of here. I'm a total fucking psycho. So like I had to force myself to go out and be like, hey, I'm not insane.
I just have
a lot of work to do. Now you can leave me alone. But yeah, that's not going to work. You're going to have to talk to him at least a little
bit. And how do you say that to somebody? Like, you can stay here, but don't acknowledge my presence. Don't look at
me. So on Airbnb, the person who's renting out to you is like hanging out?
Sometimes you can rent just like one. You can rent,
I know you can rent
a room,
but like if you rent a house, you have to assume that the owner might be around.
Yeah, that feels weird to me.
It feels weird. What if I'm renting the house for a sex party?
I feel like they're going to ask you some questions.
Then you're going to want to rent a place that's
not
whole,
like too
whole
big
whole
of
home.
One. But what not if the like, but what if the owner's still around? What if the owner has to finish his column by fucking 9 p.m.? And he doesn't want to go to a Starbucks for some reason.
Well, I mean, I
just feel like if you're going to throw a sex party, you should just spring for a hotel. Like,
don't rent one room in a house if you're going to throw a sex party.
Yeah, no,
rent
the whole room.
I feel
house,
like that's just kind of rude. I don't know.
No, if you rent the whole house, I think the person should be gone. If you rent the whole place, the owner's not supposed to be
there. Yeah,
it's
weird that he has somebody
would be
there.
Weird.
Yeah.
That would be weird if I just rented my place out and then still hung out.
Hey.
Hey, I know you're a pain to be here, but.
You guys want to see Kingsman? Ooh, that's sick. Eric, you should send an email to whatever at Twitter.
Yeah, when are you coming? Rent my place.
You should rent Adam's place.
It's expensive because I live in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You guys have so many funny comments.
Yeah.
You're popular.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes, Brett, you're my hero. Brett is a fucking beast. Greetings from Finland. What's up, Finland? Home of Santa Claus. He's not from the fucking North Pole, you dumb Americans. Peace.
Oh, be quiet.
I would love to go. Yo, Rasmus Yinen. I would love to go to Finland. In my next life, I'm just gonna be born, or I'm gonna be like Norwegian or something like that. So everyone will be blonde and serve me meatballs. And
is Santa Claus really?
I'm gonna have free healthcare.
But is Santa Claus a real person?
Santa Claus is from Santa Claus, Indiana, home of one
Jay Cutler. Yeah,
I hate Jay Cutler.
Do you hate Santa Claus?
Yes.
Well, here's one we could take advantage of a sound effect too. This is from Happy Norwegian, but hey. Different than Rasmus, who's from Finland. Oh, I guess Finland isn't Norwegia. What's Norway?
They all look
Norway.
The same. They all look the same to me.
Wait, this is
hey Adam. If you want to learn a Hebrew word, kus means
cunt.
Cunt. Cunt dinger.
Wait, what's the cunt? Do the
every time you say the word
cunt.
Don't take advantage of
it. It's so delicate.
An angel gets its wings. And Jimmy Jimmy Stewart dies a little more every time.
Who's Jimmy Stewart?
Oh boy!
I'm kidding. No, what was this episode about? This is the best episode.
Josh Denny was just being really racist.
Yeah. It was the
59 minutes and 40
Josh,
seconds.
The Josh Denny is unspeakably racist show. And it was Jeff good times.
Jeff May was here again.
Jeff May was here.
You guys love that Jeff May.
Yeah, he's all right.
I love him too.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart.
What's this paragraph?
Oh, yeah. What's this? Mabeka says, hi, guys. I listen to the show every week, which is not easy. Given, yeah, I'm reading
me to read
from,
it?
Yeah, because I'm
hey
reading
guys,
from
I listen
weird
to the
angle.
Show every week, which is not easy given that Cracked and SoundCloud are blocked in China. Probably not entirely Josh Denny's fault. Also, I don't know what you guys actually look like, but based on the voices and the banter, I like to imagine that Adam and Brett as Bernard and Manny from the TV show Black Books for some reason. Ellipses. Sexy ellipses.
I don't know what TV show you're talking
it's
about.
It's British stuff.
You have to look that up immediately.
I speak American.
Dude, how do you get to...
Bernard and Manny. Who's Bernard and which
don't
one's
Don't get
Manny?
Arrested in China and thrown in Chinese jail for cracked.com. I mean, I know they pay the
do
bills.
Do it for my podcast, I'm happy though.
To, yeah, oh yeah, for Unpops, it's all right.
Oh yeah, we'll Bernard got thrown into jail for your podcast, wouldn't you?
Oh, that'd be
little,
amazing.
Yeah, I'd feel yeah, a little...
But also, actually, if you did, I would actually probably make a great Cracked article. You could do a little, yeah. little personal experience articles with...
Robert Evans.
With Evans.
Famed that would be director good. Robert Evans. Runs our personal experience section now.
What am I looking up? Black?
Black Books.
Oh. All right. Yeah. The fella who gets his torn apart in Shaun of the Dead.
Good God. These are not That's, compliments.
That looks like who looks like John Cusack.
Okay. Yeah.
And then which, there's a guy with a balding okay. guy with long hair and a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. This looks exactly like us. Yeah. And Carrie Ann Moss.
Yeah. That's us.
That actually is quite accurate.
We look, like, we look a, like we look like a British band from the early 90s.
You look very confused. In
we
this
look
photo.
Like the Manic Street Preachers.
Or that you look like you just
Stone
killed
Stone Roses. I'm just going to list off British bands. Blur, Pulp, Oasis.
The Beatles.
Yeah, damn it, that's the only one I had. I was like,
the Smiths. Spice Girls.
Kansas.
Oh, Spice Girls.
Kansas. I wish Kansas was a British band. Kansas.
Scorpions.
let's move to London and then start a band. And Weezer. We'll call it Kansas.
Called Kansas? There yeah. is a band called Kansas.
They're from America.
Do you not know the song Dust in the Wind?
You don't know this, but I have like large gaps of knowledge when it comes to pop culture.
Only for a moment. All right, beautiful sorry. Voice. Yeah, thank you. Should we get the fuck out of here? Do we have more comments to read?
This person says Jerry fucking Seinfeld would be funny to have on your couch. Really? Would you have to go get coffee with him?
That yeah.
Seems like, I'll hold up. Let me set up these GoPros, and then we have to get coffee.
I feel like people. I bet Jerry Seinfeld's kind of an asshole. He's got so much cash. Like he wouldn't want to be on your couch. He'd be.
I feel like he's earned it though.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I said cunt.
Oh, sorry.
I said cunt too, so now I have to do it twice. Sorry. Don't give me a rule and
yeah.
break it. Cause...
I feel like that was all your fault, Brett.
Yeah. All yeah. Right, sorry.
Well, all right. We don't have any more comments, right?
No.
We done?
We're done.
We should get out of here. Kim Krall, do you have anything to plug?
I guess I have a website and a Twitter. And
okay. Tell people about that.
All right. Well, I have a website and a Twitter. my name is Kim Krall. It's KYMKRAL.
But uh-huh.
You can plug that in.
Voice of the Norms commercials.
Oh, yeah. I do the Norms commercials if you're yeah. in Southern California.
I turned on my TV the other day and like that one of those commercials came on the second I, like the first thing I heard was your voice.
Norms Restaurants, where life happens. Now you guys have to pay me $1,200.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think Norms has to pay us $1,200. Don't
is
they?
That is that?
I'll just take some free breakfast.
Yeah, the
I've never eaten there. I've been there voice for like 3 years, and I've never go. Eaten there.
Yeah,
I kind of freaks me out.
There used to be one right diner. By
you
my.
You should
place.
Go and then like talk to the waitress and like
yeah.
And see if she
be like
I thought about going in there and like acting like I'm really important and just like reading off the script.
Yeah,
like, bigger, better breakfast. Do you know who I am?
Demand
free
food. Fucking have jobs if it weren't for me.
Who's this broccoli? Do you know why?
Give me a sausage.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's
I don't know where Norms is.
Okay, so what's your Twitter?
Oh, it's Kim Krall. KYMKRAL.
And your website?
www.kimkrall.com.
People just, don't need the www.
Do you have to put the HTTP colon?
Yeah, is it an HTTPS or an HTTP? Can you look that up?
Probably
we'll edit this out.
Do I look like a person who would know what that means?
Yes, because I'm not sexist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do know what that means.
Yeah, see?
So kimkrall.com.
What do I have to plug? The Unpopular Opinion Live Show, March 3rd, is our two-year anniversary.
Oh, yay!
And there's so many great comics. Lori Kilmartin, Mo Mandel, Matt McCarthy.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Me, Lenny Bruce, Patrice O'Neill. I'm joking, those people are dead.
Greg Giraldo.
Mitch Hedberg.
Oh.
That would be a fun like Halloween show. You have to show up as you have to do like
your favorite dead comedian.
Set.
Yeah, yeah.
And you I know up. Some people who could just show up and do their act and be like, "Oh yeah, you are that dead comedian, aren't you?"
Because they're bad or because
they're stealing.
They're stealing.
They rip off dead comedians.
Really?
It's the perfect crime.
Okay.
Is that a good way to end?
Yeah, that seems like that's a good it. Way. Seems like a good way to stop. Say goodbye, Brett.
Goodbye forever. No, probably next week.
Say goodbye, Kim Krall.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Goodbye, everybody. We love you.